Today's Tanya for the 12th day of Tishrei, Yud Beis Tishrei, is in Egeres HaKedesh Simen Chof Aleph, Egeres HaKedesh 21, where the Alter Rebbe is talking about the importance of giving tzedakah that has already been set aside for the year to be sent to Israel, that it should be given in weekly and monthly portions throughout the year and not wait until the end of the year to turn it in. Another explanation, another reason that justifies and explains why the money should be given weekly or monthly rather than at the end of the year, is that in the act of the giving, which is repeated often, there is a virtue and a benefit derived by the neshama, by the person, that is not derived when you give a large sum of money at one time. From the single act of giving a large sum, you don't have the virtues of the repeated giving, even if it's of a smaller sum. Another thing that we saw, that we see in the Aveda of Tzedakah, not so much the act of Tzedakah or the mitzvah of Tzedakah, but rather the Aveda of Tzedakah, which is G'deilo v'niflo, pratis, G'deilo v'niflo, a particular virtue, which is very great, Ein azeche leho, no mitzvah, compares, Lihi yeis maise hatzdoka nasis pa'omim rabis, in that the mitzvah of tzedakah, when performed many times, repeatedly, the act of tzedakah is repeated many times, b'chol hamar b'areza mishubach, and the more often it is repeated, the better it is. V'loi b'pam achas b'bas achas, and not at one time, in one sum. Gam ki hasach ha'kol echadu, even though, in giving many times, the end, the final number, will be the same. The amount will be the same in the end, whether he gives it one time or many times. Yet there's a great, wonderful virtue to giving the same amount in installments and thereby repeating the act of tzedakah. K'ma shekosov ha-Rambam Zal, b'pidush ha-Mishneh sheshonu chachamim Zal, as the Rambam explains in the Mishnah, that the sages taught, v'hakeh l'fizev ha-maiseh, that it all depends on the number of acts. Not the greatness of the act, but the number of the acts. V'hine milvad ki ha-Rambam Zal, b'yeh heitiv tam levenimukei, besides the fact that the Rambam explains very thoroughly and very well his reason for saying that it is the amount of times that the thing is performed that purifies the soul and makes the soul more refined, the person more refined, and that is k'delezachech ha-nefesh al-yedei ribui ha-maiseh, that it cleanses and purifies the nefesh through the repeated act of tzedakah. We find it as well in spelled out in a pasuk in Mishlei, where it says "Pu'ulas tzedakah l'chayim." The effect of tzedakah is that it brings life. The Rebbe Zal Gesundzein points out that in Mishlei we find two pasukim. In one pasuk we find, in Mishlei Yud, Pasuk Tezayin, it says, Pu'ulas Tzadik L'chayim, not Tzedakah, but Tzadik. We also find in Mishlei Yud Aleph, Pasuk Yud Aleph, where it says, Kein Tzedakah L'chayim. But we don't find anywhere a Pasuk that says, as the Alter Rebbe says, Pu'ulas Tzedakah L'chayim. And although we can explain it that tzaddik and tzedakah are close enough to each other and are interchangeable, but the Rebbe says that we can't use that kind of explanation when the Alter Rebbe says mikra mole dibur hakosuv, that the pasuk spells it out. When the Alter Rebbe says that the pasuk spells it out, then we can't explain the quote by saying that it's close to what the Pasuk says. So the Rebbe says, we need to find out, we need to know and understand which Pasuk the Alter Rebbe is referring to here. The Hainu. But what does it mean, Pu'ulas Tzedakah L'chayim, that the effect of Tzedakah is that it brings life? Shepu'uloso usiguloso laham shechayim elyenim, in that Tzedakah has the effect that it draws down to the person who's doing the Tzedakah from a higher level of life, mechayi hachayim ein sev baruch hu, from the source of all life, the life of all life, le'eretz hachayim, to the land of life. Eretz Yisrael is sometimes referred to as eretz hachayim. Eretz hachayim is also a reference to Malchus, because Malchus basically generally is called Eretz, and Eretz HaChayim is the life of Malchus of Atzilus, because it is from Malchus, as we learned in an earlier Igeres, an earlier letter, that it is from Malchus that life comes to all the lower worlds. So we draw down from the higher level of Atzilus, from the higher attributes, which is Chayi HaChayim, the life of life, into Malchus, which is life, the land of life. And He, Shechina Suzeinu, and that becomes the Shechina of our strength. Malchus is also called Shechina, concerning which it says that you give life to all. And Ata refers to Malchus, because Malchus is the letters of speech. And Ata is the entire alphabet from Aleph to Tav, Ata, Aleph Tav, and the He is the five tools of articulation with which the letters are pronounced. So the word Ata describes speech, which is Malchus. So Ata, Malchus, is Mechaye Eskulam, that when the higher life, Chayi HaChayim, which are the attributes of Atzilus, are revealed into Malchus of Atzilus, then the Malchus gives life to all. And that is also the Shechina. V'hi Sukas David Hanifeles Ad Ofer, and that is the Sukas David, the Shechina is called Sukas David, that is fallen to the ground, to the earth, particularly the Rebbe Zal Gesundzein says, particularly in the Ikveis Mashiach, in the last generations before the coming of Mashiach. As the sages say, that when Jews go into exile into Edom, the Shechina goes into exile with them, because through giving the tzedakah, which is an arousal and an initiative below in the Jew, to enliven the spirit of the lowly, of the poor, who have nothing of their own, that in turn causes an arousal above, a drawing down of the Chayi HaChayim into Malchus. Malchus is described as having nothing of her own, which is like the poor person that we are giving life to. So it's measure for measure, ubifrad behisnadiv om, and particularly when the tzedakah is given to those who live in Eretz Yisrael, which in the physical is called the Eretz HaChayim. Vidal, and it is sufficient to understand. The whole maskil al dover godul v'nifla kazeh, and anyone who appreciates and understands this great and wondrous thing, the greatness of the act of tzedakah, yimta tuv tam vadas, will find a clear and satisfying explanation. How great is the wisdom of the statement of the sages when they said that it all depends on the repetition of the act. How many times the act is repeated. The Hainu Maisa Hatzdoka HaNaisa B'Pomim Rabbis. And that's referring to the act of tzedakah, when the act of tzedakah is repeated many times. L'hamshich chayim elyeinim, to draw down a higher form of life, l'yached yichud elyeim p'omim rabbis, in that they are bringing together and causing a unity, a joining, a union of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Shechina many times, by bringing life from Chaya Chayim into Malchus, which is Chayim. That's a joining of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Shechina. V'haynu nami ke'ein mashikosu ha-Rambam l'zachach ha-Nefesh. And that is similar to what the Rambam says, that the repetition of the mitzvah is beneficial in purifying the soul. K'neida m'zeir ha-Kodesh, the Shechina nikras Nefesh. As is known in the Zehar, that the Shechina is sometimes referred to as Nefesh. Kihi chayeinu v'nafshenu. Because the Shechina is our life and our soul, our Nefesh. So the Shechina is sometimes called Nefesh. Uchsiv ki socho l'ofa nafshenu. When we say in Tehillim that our Nefesh is bent to the ground, to the earth, that refers both to the Nefesh of the Jew as well as to the Shechina. And that is the description of Golus. When the Jew is in Golus, the Shechina is in Golus. And that's also why the sages say that tzedakah is great, in that it brings the geula to raise up the Shechina from the ground to which it has fallen, little by little, until Mashiach will come.